Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Let's begin with Thelonious Monk, Let's Call This. Thelonious Monk, let's call this beginning today's edition of the program. That was recorded live in New York in 1959. Very nice to have you with us here for another edition of the program. Just recently, only about 2 weeks ago, Daniel Kavica, who you may or may not remember, who I interviewed on the program about 2 years ago, contacted me to say that he's working on a new album with Claudio Scargari. The album that we did feature at the time of the interview was called Colors of Red Island, which is a fantastic album. It's a mixture of not just standard traditional jazz, but avant-garde and experimental jazz, with a lot of emphasis on percussion. Well, he wrote me to say that they're working on a new album and that we will be getting a sample track from that new recording very soon. The first album that Daniel Kavica and Claudio Scarlatti worked on together, Colors of Red Island, is just one of a few of my favorite albums from the past 5 years. So let's take a listen to the title track, Colors of Red Island. Thank you. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra, directed by the late Jerry van Rohin, with a composition by Billy Strayhorn, Swing Dance, and before that, Daniel Calvaca on drums and percussion, also featuring Claudio Scolari on drums and percussion, Colors of Red Island from the album of the same name. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Next, Benny Goodman, King Porter Stomp. We'll be right back.
remember a poet's soul singing out where the real beauty was at, detached yet so aware underneath that checkered hat. What he felt inside, everyone who heard it.
Duke Ellington, recorded live in Sweden in 1973 on October 25th, featuring the vocals of Alice Babs. And that was a recording that was originally made not for commercial purposes but for broadcast by Swedish radio. Over the past few years, Swedish radio has been releasing for the very first time historic concerts of great American and European jazz artists and making them available publicly for the very first time. And this one is one of the early ones. It's called Highlights from the Swedish Radio Jazz Archives. If you do come across any of the discs in the series, I would suggest you pick them up. Before that, Benny Goodman and his orchestra with the King Porter Stomp. If you want to contact us here at Jazz for the Asking, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very, very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Screamin' the Blues, Oliver Nelson. That features, of course, Oliver Nelson on tenor sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyans on piano, Eric Dolphin on alto sax, George Duvalier on bass, and Roy Hyens on drums. This is a recording originally made for the Prestige label, And as part of the Rudy Van Gelder Remaster Series, Rudy Van Gelder was the well-known jazz engineer who, beginning around 2005, started remastering some of the recordings that he originally engineered in the late 50s and 60s. Here's the title track, Screamin' the Blues.
Thank you.
Nelson, the title track from the Prestige recording, Screamin' the Blues. Oliver Nelson, of course, in the late 60s and 70s, went on to be also a fantastic arranger and conductor with his own big band, which, if you can find those recordings, are quite spectacular. Lionel Hampton and Oscar Peterson worked together a few times between 1953 and 1954, for Norman Granz and his Verve label. A new compilation puts together all the recordings that they made together. Here's one of them, Tenderly. Thank you. Lionel Hampton and Oscar Peterson with Tenderly, one of a series of recordings they made together between 1953 and 1954. Now, if I say the name Andre Previn, well, to many, first comes to mind a fantastic conductor for the London Philharmonic Orchestra and various other symphony orchestras around the world. But he did have a big jazz role in the 1950s and 60s. Here's I Know You Oh So Well, featuring Ray Brown, Shelley Mann, and Herb Ellis. Andre Previn, Ray Brown, Shelley Mann, Herb Ellis with I Know You Oh So Well. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Once again, if you want to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end with Ted McNabb and his group with Spring Is Here. Now, I know spring is a few months away, but at least we can prepare ourselves in advance. I'm Keith Powell. Thanks for being with me. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.